United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star, featuring the First Nighters, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, and yours truly, John Conte. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program presented by this station as a public service for United States Savings Bonds. Let it serve as a reminder that the sure way to save is the automatic way. Save automatically with Savings Bonds on the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you are self-employed, the Bond a Month plan where you bank. To open our show, here is Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra presenting one of Mr. Sosnick's own compositions, Imagination in Three Notes. Thank you, Harry Sosnick. And now, friends, we switch you to Hollywood for our guests. For years, you have heard them on one of radio's most established shows, The First Nighter. Today, they appear in a special sketch by Harry Lawrence, Spare Ribs and Sawdust. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Jane Allen, society and fashion editor of the Fairdale Gazette, was a lovely creature, but she had a hunk of dry ice for a heart. Naturally, all of Jane's married friends were trying to marry her off. One night, while Jane was working late on a Sunday feature...
Hello. Oh, Madeline, how are you? Yeah, I'm working late tonight. Dinner next Wednesday night? Well, let me see.
Spare ribs.
You know that's my favorite weakness. Just you and Arthur? Remington Winter. Now, listen, Madeline. You tried last week to get me out there to meet him. The answer is still no. All right, he wrote a book, so what? Madeline, stop trying to marry me to people. As fond as I am of spare ribs, I want them with sauerkraut, not with Remington Winter. Madeline, I tell you no. No, no.
Before Jane finished her fashion article that evening, she refused two other dinner invitations from married friends. They had spare men for her, but no spare ribs. Later that night, Jane climbed into her car in front of the Gazette building and...
Ooh, good heavens, what in the... Little boy, this is my car. What are you doing here?
I want to go.
Who are you? What's your name?
Herbie.
Herbie? Well, come on, give. Herbie who?
Not Herbie who. Herbie Goober.
Goober? What are you, a peanut? Where do you live?
I don't know.
Well, all right, I'll take you to the police station.
723 South Walnut Street.
Brother, that's right where you're going. You are home if the address you gave me is right. Get out and see. Is that where you live?
Herbie? Herbie, I've been looking everywhere for you. Madam, what do you mean by taking my child for an auto ride without my permission?
Listen, I'm not stealing your little darling. I'm trying to get rid of him. I found him in my car. He told me his address. Here he is. You can have him. Good night.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Herbie does run away once in a while. Maybe he... Herbie, did you...
I run away again.
There now. See?
Well, I'm awfully sorry. Instead of bawling you out, it seems I should have thanked you, Miss...
Jane Allen.
Well, glad to know you. I'm Bob Cooper.
Oh, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Your child called it Goober.
Well, look, it won't take me a minute to get this young runaway properly tanned and put to bed. Then I can join you in that restaurant over there and give you the rest of my apologies over a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Hey, does that sign in the window say spare ribs?
Sure does, and they're droolicious.
I'll wait.
Miss, check, please.
You were right, Bob. Those spare ribs were superlicious.
Fine. You know, Jane, you look cute even with barbecue sauce on your nose. Now, what about this writer, this Remington Winter?
Well, my cousin Madeline's been trying to marry me off for the last 3 years. Remington Winter is her latest candidate. I've never seen him. He may be very nice, but I don't want to marry Remington Winter. I don't want to marry! Exclamation point.
Well, what's the matter with getting married?
I should give up my career, my freedom, for a job washing dishes and darning some man's socks. What about your wife?
She told me the same thing. She not only said no, she said Reno.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. But just the same, that's the way I feel. Besides that, who'd marry independent, self-sufficient little old me?
Well, Jane, I could answer that, but you'd think I was rushing things. So I'll wait. Until tomorrow night.
When a bachelor girl finally does let go, she really takes a tumble. Just 6 evenings later, on the front porch of Bob's house, Jane fell right at Bob's feet with a loud kerplunk.
Oh,
Jane. Oh. Jane, are you hurt?
No, I'm all right. Well, careless little Herbie forgot to put his toy wagon away again.
Oh, I should have noticed it. Here, give me your hand.
Oh, wait a minute, you dropped some... Why, Bob, it's a ring. An engagement ring. Bob, did you...
Doggone it, yes. It's for you. I bought it. I memorized a beautiful speech, but all I can remember of it is, I love you, I want to marry you. Well, say something.
Well, darling, give me a chance. Yes, yes, yes. Just think, Bob, if Herbie hadn't fallen asleep in my car, we wouldn't be getting married tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, just fate, I guess, dear. Herbie, you go back inside.
Oh, wait a minute, Herbie. I have a surprise for you. Your father's going to marry me.
Sure. He told me he was going to. The night he put me in your car.
Bob, what is this?
Now, wait a minute, Jane. I just had to meet you, and since you wouldn't go to Madeline's, that was the only way. You see, my pen name is Remington Winter.
Remington Winter.
Mm-hmm.
You?
Well, Remington Winter, here's a surprise for you. We'll not be married tomorrow night.
Oh, Jane.
Let's make it tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night is Wednesday night, and Madeline is having spare ribs.
And now, a curtain speech from our stars, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule.
We do hope you've enjoyed tonight's little sketch as much as we've enjoyed playing in it. But even more than appearing in the playlet, I was glad to appear on a program devoted to such a great idea, the promotion of thrift and security in the American home. For a secure home is a happy one, and that's for me.
Right, Barbara. There's no better way to future security than the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. They're the finest, safest investment in the world today. And they're simple to buy on an automatic basis through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank.
Friends, take a tip from Olin and me. Start right now and build a secure future for yourself and your family through the regular purchase of savings bonds. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. We enjoyed having you with us. And now here's another fine tune by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Poor Butterfly. You have just heard Guest Star, a transcribed program for savings bonds presented by this station each week at this time as a public service. Today's guests were the stars of the First Nighter program, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Peggy Weber played Herbie and Rod O'Connor was the narrator. The play was directed by Louis Graff. Next week, another fine star will be on hand, and Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra have some great tunes in store for you. So be sure and tune in. Meanwhile, this is your host, John Conte, reminding you to build a secure future for yourself with savings bonds.